Yesterday, in our Daily Bread segment, we considered two areas of life that will help you accomplish what you most cherish: the ability to have control, command, and rule of your own life by keeping your heart and exercising self-control. Today, we'll consider three other exercises in this development. One, be unspotted. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." Matthew 6:24. In many cases, difficulties in life arise because of divided allegiances. The writer of the Epistle of James said, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?" James 4:4. Trying to bring one's life into control while yielding to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the vainglory of life, 1 John 2:16, will only result in frustration and hopelessness. But the Lord said, "To him that overcometh, to him will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God," Revelation 2:7. 2, watch your tongue. Once again, the writer of James indicates that controlling the tongue is the ultimate in self-control. "For in many things we all stumble. If any stumbleth not in word, the same is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body also," James 3:2. The Apostle Peter, as he quoted the psalmist, identified that having a peaceful life is directly associated with the use of the tongue. "For he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. And let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." 1 Peter 3:10-11. Therefore, the words of Solomon are most appropriate. For he said, "In the multitude of words there wanteth not transgression. But he that refraineth his lips doeth wisely. The tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but the foolish die for lack of understanding." 3, remain pure. The evangelist Timothy was as a son to the apostle Paul. He would therefore be most interested in Timothy's well-being in life. Paul told Timothy, "Lay hands hastily on no man, neither be partakers of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure," 1 Timothy 5:22. And again, "Flee youthful lust and follow after righteousness, faith, love, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart," 2 Timothy 2:22. In the last segment, we began our study with the imperative of keeping the heart, and thus we make a full circle. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the Apostle Paul's admonition to the evangelist Timothy, saying, "O man of God, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold on the life eternal." 1 Timothy 6:11-12.